At the Spiritual Wellness Center, our goal is to provide you with peace of spiritual mind, hope, and reassurance within your own space. At the Spiritual Wellness Center, we believe your life is a fingerprint unique and unlike anyone else, so we can customize a path to fit your needs and budget. We will help you to reach your highest levels in love, family, career, and happiness. We will reduce stress and anxiety and boost your immunity, sleep better, think clearer, and understand your partner better. Call Maria at 813-485-3656. That's 813-485-3656. With a clear mind, you will make better life choices. 813-485-3656. Also, Instagram at Virtual Healing Center. Give Maria a call today.
All of us here at the BCC Coupon Book want to let our friends in the Northern Pinellas, Palm Harbor, and Oldsmar areas know about the all-new Nesting Grounds Cafe. Located on the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard, right between the Shell Station and Chase Bank, open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Nesting Grounds Cafe serves breakfast and lunch from Eggs Benedict, pancakes, and the Create Your Own Omelette to sandwiches, wraps, burgers, and salads, and so much more. Come and check out the Nesting Ground Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in Palm Harbor, 727-559-1574. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Nesting Grounds Cafe, 4852 Ridgemore Boulevard in the southeast corner of East Lake Road and Ridgemore Boulevard. 727-559-1574. And don't forget about the valuable coupon in the BCC Coupon Book. The Nesting Grounds Cafe. Check it out today.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Wow, another show in the books. I think Lola sent me a little thing saying it's 27 years now. Wow.
27.
I'm the longest running show at this station.
Oh, I thought that meant that's how old you were.
I wish. Boy, I always hear people say they wouldn't do things differently, but I would.
You would?
Of course.
So what's changed in 27 years?
I put on 100 pounds. Most of my life, like up until I was in my early 40s, I was I used to play softball and stuff like that. I was an athlete.
Okay.
And now I'm a fat man.
I was too. I lost 50 pounds, though, I told you last year. So
that's great. So
it was hard.
Yeah, I had my friend Mike from Cricketeers. He, his heart. Do you know Mike?
No, I know Cricketeers.
He just almost died. Hmm. He went into the fire station. He couldn't breathe. Not the hospital, the fire station. And he found out what they called the widow artery.
It was
blocked. It's on the opposite side. One side's good, one side's bad. And they immediately brought him to the hospital, and they did the surgery, and he's healthy.
Bypass, yeah.
It's amazing. He says, he goes, you know when you say you feel great? He goes, I can tell you what I feel. I feel great. That's really neat story.
Yeah. I mean, to find out before, I mean, most of the time it's too late.
Right.
So he's a lucky man.
Yeah, so he is, and he's a good person. Matter of fact, he's a, what is he? Silver? He's a bronze.
Bronze.
Well, yeah, not like you guys.
Bronze.
Right. Yeah. You guys are silver.
Silver?
No, he's a silver. What's the lowest one? Bronze?
Bronze, yeah.
Zinc.
Bronze.
Silver.
Zinc.
Silver.
Gold. Zinc.
Yeah, so he's a bronze
Platinum
member.
Be good. Platinum.
Yeah, and I've learned from everybody on how to do this deal. Was I telling that to you, Sharon?
Yes, sir.
Like, I'm putting together this event for the Boy Scouts.
Okay.
Gary, you there? Is Gary there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I want to let you know, things are going beyond what I thought they would go, and I was just talking about that with Eric. But I've learned things from everybody. If you don't mind, like 2 minutes.
Nope.
I learned from the Acci's, the Italian restaurant in Palm Harbor, to give everybody a plaque. Like, you're going to get a plaque. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. Is it going to be zinc?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
And then, silver plate?
And then 300 years from now, they're going to say this plaque is an antique. But,
right?
Yeah. So then we're going to, everybody that goes to the event is going to get a plaque saying they sponsored the underprivileged Boy Scouts.
Very
so
cool.
You hear that, Gary?
I sure did.
And then we're going to put a sign up, like, you have your ad, you have your ad, you have, this is where you come in. Well, how long will it take to turn around those signs?
How many signs?
40.
40? A couple days.
Good. I should have found that out ahead of time, but I'm finding out now. Right,
okay.
Jose?
That's right. That's
right. You know? So we're going to have each person that goes to the event is going to have their sign blown up to, like, one of the stick-in-the-ground signs for the, like, politicians use.
Okay.
Oh, very cool.
And
it's
going to be realtors.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's going to, a right. banner is going to go above it, and it's going to say, "Please support these businesses because they supported underprivileged kids for the Boy Scouts. Mm-hmm. Patronize these businesses."
Very cool.
Right. So each sign is going to be there, and then a big banner above it. This is what I visualize. Watch, this going to be business cards. Wait. And then magnifying glass.
Hey, Gary, I just wanted to say thanks, too. I appreciate you sending out the personalized note after we contributed to Boy Scouts. So that was pretty cool. You didn't have to do that. That takes a lot of time.
That
so
was very nice.
It.
I wasn't expecting that. That's great.
Yeah, see that?
Thank you.
Hey, Gary, one other thing I've been saying, so I might as well find out if it's true.
Mm.
So the deal is that we're sponsoring kids to go to a camp. Right?
More than that.
Okay. Well, maybe I should find out more than that, but that's all I'm okay with.
Yeah.
So can we get a letter from the kids, not to me, but for each person that's sponsored, can the kids send a letter to the sponsees? What would you guys be called? Sponsees?
Yeah.
Okay, can the kids, like, take time that if the kid realizes he was sponsored by someone to go to the camp, right? Can the kids send a letter to the
sponsors?
The sponsors.
They're the sponsees.
They're the sponsees. Can that be done? Or is that even allowed?
Well, I've got to ask the parents.
Yeah, I don't want no return address or nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just can.
So they can stop.
But if you can, you find one kid to do it, probably?
Sure.
Right. And then. Huh? Wouldn't that be nice if you guys got a letter?
By doing that.
What is that?
They can get a badge for doing that.
For doing it, we'll give them a badge.
Like those patches, like
yeah. Oh, yeah. Patch. We'll give them a patch.
Yeah, they get same a patch thing. When they. Do you know that they get one?
No.
Okay. When they do, when they sponsor a kid, that's $247, whatever it is.
That's what I thought. That's. I'm glad. That's what I've been telling people.
Yeah. They get a patch.
The person that gets a patch?
The person that donated gets the patch.
Oh. Wow, that's another little... I can see that. The patch. The... What was it? The
Friends of Scouting.
The badge?
The merit.
Yeah.
It's a merit badge.
It's a merit badge?
The badge of honor.
Merit badge.
Yeah.
Okay.
Badge
then
of honor.
They get, you guys get a...
Don't you want Boy Scout?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
But believe it or not...
I was a rainbow girl.
So they get the plaque, and they get their sign. And then what I was thinking is when it's over, why not just let them take the sign with them if they want to put it in front of their business or something just for they can have it too? Because I would like to, somewhere on the sign, on each one, just say sponsored underprivileged kids. And then there's on the sign.
Okay.
So when they take it home, they can just put it, even if it's in the corner, at their office
sure.
or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying 2 days?
A couple days, I'm sure, yeah.
All right. So
don't,
we
don't
got
give
this.
Give me one day now.
Now, you know who gave me this idea of the guy? I wish I'd remember his name, but he owns An Air Conditioning. They have like 50 trucks on the road.
Okay.
He gave
David.
Me David. He wow. He gave me the idea of the bronze, silver, gold thing. Eric gave me the idea of we're putting for $250. So he goes, why not charge $5 a putt that goes to the Boy Scouts?
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Just to cover the cost. And then Adam, what idea did you give me? Oh, you were my first customer, and then I even didn't believe it. Like, he goes, I'll take three. Because really, to be honest with you, can I be low self-esteem, whatever you want to call it? People don't want to hear that. I know. Always be confident, have courage, have a winning attitude.
Okay.
But I was concerned that I'm going to put this event on and no one was going to show up.
Oh.
So then Adam was my first customer, first sponsor, whatever you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I didn't, when he said three, he'll be honest, didn't I say, you sure three? Didn't I even say that?
I'm scalping them, actually. Yeah. I'm selling them.
And guess what? Sharon was my first.
Well, there you go.
Yes.
And she's got two. She's getting two.
Yes.
Got her for two. And we have Eric for two. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Hopefully more. Hopefully more. Right. We're still moving.
Tell when
it ain't over yet.
Okay. The event. Oh, good. It's right here. Oh, by the way, you sent out people, the ones from Mace. People.
That was the first ones.
But you never
had to send them again.
Well, they didn't get them.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying it's okay.
Does WTAN have a table?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You coming?
I have to work.
Oh. Well, we could call into you. But okay, it's May 3rd.
Live shot from here. Yeah, you should do that.
You do it.
Okay. Let's see. And this is, we're having a networking event at the Dunedin Country Club on May the 13th at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And it's making deals and making money. And it's an Italian buffet, right? And there's also a putting contest where you can win $250. That's pretty good.
Yes. Right, it's a 50-foot putt, is what he said.
50-foot. Okay.
Is that long?
Okay.
See, that seems pretty long.
Is that attainable though too at the same time?
Well,
or
maybe.
Is that like, is 50 feet far? Like, is it considered? Because when I say 50, people say it's far.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty far for.
But putting. To win $250,
how make it
far
out.
Is 50 feet from here? 50 feet. That was such a stupid question.
50 feet from 50 feet.
Well, 50
but
feet
I mean, like, where would 50 feet be?
Out in the parking lot, I think.
Yeah.
Really?
What do you think,
yeah.
Jose?
I would say from that wall.
Yeah.
A little bit past that one.
Yeah.
But to win 250, sure. Right?
Yeah.
What the heck for $5? And it goes to the cause.
And you get a nice buffet. Chicken parmesan, lasagna, spaghetti, meatballs, salad, and garlic. Two free drinks.
Liquor drinks.
Oh, liquor nice. Drinks. That's right. All for $49.
Right, and the proceeds go to the Boy Scouts.
That's right.
Right, and then, Gary, I'm having all the checks made out to Boy Scouts of America.
That's correct.
Right. And you know why I like to do it that way, too, from my standpoint? So people don't think that I'm taking the money. If it's made out to Boy Scouts of America, there's no shenanigans.
That's right.
And there's shenigans out there.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, guess what we have?
What?
Let's do a trivia question so somebody can win two state fair tickets.
Oh, very
or
cool.
Or Renaissance Festival tickets.
Oh, they're in.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to let Jose, our guest, because we're going to try to get into his wallet, so we might as well. How many tickets do we put you down for? But anyhow, you going to come to the event?
I'm planning on it. Now that I know, I just found out.
Okay, so we're going to let you win these tickets too, so you have a shot, and then we're gonna get you on. See, we got Jose. You know what number you are, Jose, because this is organized company.
Very nice.
Okay, so
high level stuff there.
So you're 34 and 35.
Oh.
And then you also get
a plaque.
No, everybody gets it. We have a barcode set up for the tickets, right? So you sent Tammy did that. She set up a barcode with the ticket, so everybody gets an email. No, wait, a text.
Well, you can actually just do it on your phone. So when you get there to get in the event, you just show your ticket on your phone.
Very right, easy. So you get one.
Okay.
So sophisticated.
Who came up with that idea? You did, Tammy.
That's
okay.
That's a great idea.
Good idea.
So we should write this on the calendar. Tammy came up with a good idea.
Yes.
My God.
That's a great idea.
Seriously, we should write it down on the calendar. What do you think?
It happens all the time. You know that.
All right, so we got Jose. You're 34 and 30. You got two tickets, right?
Okay.
What a pressure to put someone on the air. All right, so Jose, you're going to win. Do you know what the Renaissance Festival is?
Oh, yes.
Hey, I'm just going to give you those two.
I haven't been to one of those in a while. Those are pretty cool.
I think the tickets are like $50 worth. What do the tickets go for?
$25
Yeah, okay. So that's $50. You just got your money back plus a dollar.
Yeah,
that's great.
Oh, $22
$22.95
Wow. Boom.
Okay. So anyhow, Jose, he's going to do this thing. What that is?
Oh yeah.
It's an antique show. He comes in every week. He comes in with stuff from 1700s, 1800s,
19th. Try to stump them.
Try to stump them. But if you get it right, Jose, immediately you get these two. Do you like going to the fair?
I will.
Okay.
Right? Hey, everyone likes free.
Okay, so this is Jose gets first shot.
Okay, I just talk about this. This is a wax bust. It's made about 1895 to 1900.
Wow.
It's got glass eyes, human teeth, and human hair.
Really? Huh.
And this is all wax. Okay. So now we got to figure out what it was meant for. And you have three choices. It could either have been for beauticians for practicing like they still do today with hair setting it and all that, or it's for showing dentures, how lovely they would be, or it was for hats. In a milliner's shop. And you have to figure out what it is.
And then the teeth, they're real teeth?
These are human teeth.
Really? When was this made?
1895, 1900 in France.
Wow.
Wow, Jose.
And it's very, they're very rare.
Do you have some Jeopardy music?
Tom?
Right. Jeopardy music? Tom's really...
Tom's working.
Tom's working. He says he's working.
Everybody singing along.
Come on, wait a second. I want to... You know.
Time's up.
Time's up. No, wait. I want the Jeopardy music.
How many people can I call for help?
Oh, yeah, right. One person. How many lifelines do we need?
Yeah, lifelines.
Phone a friend.
And then these...
You get three.
Their official Florida state... What do they go for, the tickets?
I don't know. Let me see one of them.
Oh, they got it.
There you go. He can't hear it, though.
He can't hear it.
Yeah, they're playing it.
They don't have a place on there for these.
All right. All right. So it's A, B, or C?
A, B, or C. Is it for...
A, B, C.
Doing hair? Does that, you know, again, do coifs? Is it to show the wonderful new teeth, dentures you can get? Or is it for a milliner's shop for hats?
What are you going with?
I'm
going
to go that it was for hairdressers to practice. And
I'm going
to
go. Can I go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go C.
You're right.
See, I couldn't play because I knew that. I saw that.
We're still going to give
you
the tickets.
He still gets tickets.
Jose still gets the tickets.
Yes.
Okay.
You should have phoned a friend. You should have called me.
But that was a good guess because these are really rare because it's probably... Because they were waxed, they're all gone. There's
but
like hardly any of these left.
Of the teeth and
really?
There's probably like 1,000 of these left in the world. That's it. They're gone.
Wow.
That's still a few out there for how old that is.
And I wonder if we could have
maybe 500.
The person that gave the teeth most likely was dead when they gave them.
No, it was probably, they probably bought them. Like the hair, they probably, women used to wear the hair.
But someone would pull
them. So they would go and, you know, have the hair cut to get money.
But teeth, though.
Kids' teeth. You know, when you lose a tooth.
Right.
Oh.
Teeth.
Yeah. They weren't yanking them out of people's
I figured a corpse.
They might have been back then.
No. They were probably from kids, you know. They would sell their teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah!
Like baby and she's coming home with you. You got to put it right on the headboard and have her look at you.
It looks like Tammy.
You know what it almost looked like? It's one of those things where you put in a booth, you know, and the head talks.
Same type of thing. Yeah.
What's that called?
The fortune tellers used to have.
Yes, the fortune tellers.
And you know what's beautiful about this? Yeah. Tammy, go to your room.
Everybody voted I should smack you.
And you know what I like? She doesn't talk back. She listens.
Oh, yes, you need one of those.
I mean, the same color hair, you guys.
You're going to go home tonight, and she's going to be sitting on the table.
Haunting you.
That's good.
And now I have officially run out of things.
I think her name should be Annabelle.
Yeah, Annabelle.
Oh, there you go.
I have officially run out of things to find out, you know, like three different, you know, type, you know, what is it?
Oh, no.
I'm really going to have to rack my brain because it's getting to the point now. I don't know what to find.
Well, you know what you could do? Something like guess a year or something. That's pretty cool, too. Bring someone and say, is it from the 1800s or the 1700s?
I can do that, too.
That'll stump people.
Tell us the name of your company and what you do.
Oh, okay. My name is Adam Resendiz, and I own Red Rooster Antiques. We're at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, right next to Dan's Fans and right across the way from Home Depot, just before Curlew. And we, you know, we're doing really well. We have just opened the shop in January, and we're getting a lot of people coming in, a lot of good feedback, and people seem happy, and I'm happy.
Right, and then the sign you get from the event, you can actually put on U.S. 19.
Yeah, until they take it.
How long would it be? Have you ever put signs out?
Well, you know what I do have? I have this huge, pitchfork that would have been like from Neptune, that somebody from a stage play, and it's massive. It's like made out of a headboard, like two bed rails put together. And I wanted CJ to go out on 19 and go walk up and down with this, and he wouldn't do it. He said, no way. I said, come on, do it.
That's it.
But no, I haven't thought about that.
So the name of your company again?
Red Rooster Antiques, and we're open 7 days a week, 10 to 5.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but we love it.
Yeah, and it is kind of neat working with antiques, though.
And you gotta, so I
could find where I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
We never know what's going to walk through the, you know, come through.
You
the
never know what's going to walk through the door.
Every day is different.
Well, good.
That's very cool.
That's very cool. So what I want you to do, Jose, sit here.
Come here.
You sit here. I'm going to have Adam and Eric. Or actually, you want to, Jose's here with you?
Yeah.
Sharon, right?
Yes.
Can
Sharon
Becchioni. Sharon. All right, so then anyhow, what's your favorite song, Jose?
Samba Pa' Ti by Santana.
Did you get that, Tommy?
Oh, classic.
Say it again.
Samba Pa' Ti. Santana. Carlos Santana.
Really? He's really famous, too.
Yes, he is.
I mean, as musicians go.
For a while there, he was playing with a bunch of... He was playing with a bunch of other musicians. And I think he had a goal. I can't remember. You might know better than me that he wanted to play with certain musicians.
Oh, he played with many, yeah.
Many, but I know he had a goal that he wanted to play with a certain amount or something like that. And this wasn't too long ago either. You know, maybe 10 years or so.
Yes. Okay, Sharon, you want to come here and interview him? Mr. Jose, come on. You can do it. Take the seat. I'm going to be talking to you too, but she knows. This stuff is crazy with this coronavirus, what's going on. And it's real crazy, you know.
It is.
So do you get the vaccine? Don't you get the vaccine? You know. Hey, Jim, I did.
Did you? Both shots?
No. Both. No, but the reason...
Did you?
The reason I did it was they spent like $100 billion to get it, right? The virus.
So you figured, yeah.
Right, so now they spend this is my argument, and I get... You know, a lot of my friends are really I can't even tell them. Yeah. Like if you say I'm for Trump, then if you like Biden, then they hate you.
Oh,
or vice versa, you know.
That's crazy.
The vaccine thing is controversial.
Yeah. Oh no, it is.
But
for
I'm
sure.
60 years old, right? I'm 60 years old, and
the video.
They spent $100 billion to come up with a vaccine to stop this virus that kills people my age and my condition.
I'm 53, so I'm not too far behind you.
So what happens is I did it.
Good for you.
And I almost didn't. It was like...
I don't think I'm going to.
Well, you're in good shape. So, but the vaccine thing is... Yeah, so I got the vaccine. But this thing, this product out there, I knew they were eventually were going to come out with it. And why not? Why not have a product that can kill the coronavirus?
Right?
And the other stuff.
Why? Exactly. Who would say no to it? Yeah. Even if it didn't
exactly.
Work, why not take it? Like, especially if you have family.
I think it's pretty cool. I don't understand anything.
Yeah. So anyhow, I'm going to have Sharon interview, if that's all right, my friend.
I'll be fine. Thank you.
Yeah.
Because I'll be easier on you.
Oh, we're not even on the air yet.
No.
Because we have the Santana music.
I couldn't tell. How long have you been selling that for?
About a month now.
Okay.
Product has been out for about 4 months.
Okay.
And I just became a distributor over a month ago.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm sure it's going to sell because, like, my wife got the shot, but I didn't. I don't think I'm going to get the shot, but I would. Oh, we're ready to go.
Hi, I'm Sharon Vecchione with Coldwell Banker, Smith, Son, and Sea Group, and I have a special guest today that is a part of our group, and I would like to introduce Jose Zamora. And he has a fantastic product that I want to share with the world. And hashtag stop the spread. And it's not just for COVID. It's for all of those viruses and things that are going to hurt us. Would you say?
Yes, yes, it is. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys. And thank you, Sharon. That's very good.
Thank you.
Yes, we are... promoting, distributing a what we are calling the invisible mask. It's a totally natural product with absolutely no alcohol or GMO or anything like that. It's been in the laboratories for about 8 years. And it will take care of over 170 pathogens that we can face.
Wow.
Yes, viruses, fungi, bacterias that we are faced with. And yeah, you apply it twice a day. It's a very simple spray. You can use it in your nose and, we recommend nose, throat, your hands, around your eyes. And it'll protect you for about 8 hours. It is harmless for plants, pets, children. It can be used, for any age, pregnant ladies. So we're very, very proud of the product. We believe that it's a very timely product. And many of us are perhaps going to a restaurant or different places where we are allowed to take our mask off, but then we could be, exposed. So this way you're protected. The laboratories are telling us that in 2 minutes it'll kill the coronavirus.
Wow.
So it'll protect you, it'll protect, others around you. Also, if you have like sores in your mouth, it's very good for it. It's based from plant. It is an old plant generated from.
Okay.
And what is that called? Is that protogen?
Yeah, it's a protectin.
Protectin,
yes, that is the ingredient.
The ingredient.
Yeah, that takes care of all those viruses. And it's, like I said, it's a citrus-based
so it doesn't taste bad.
The taste is not that great, but, you spray it one time and I can tell you that the taste doesn't stay.
Okay. So you can just spray it, and you just spray it in your mouth.
You can spray it in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If you feel a sore throat, you feel anything like that, it'll work. It'll take care of that. Yes.
It's one fixes all. It sounds like, honestly.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, because you have strep, you have all types of flus out there. Everybody's getting a flu shot, and we still don't feel safe in our environment because we don't know what the next newly created enzymes or horrible viruses that can be produced. So right now, to protect yourself with this spray is just another way to say I'm doing something to stop the spread, right?
That is correct. Yeah. That is correct. If I may.
And it's very economical, too. I am definitely going to get a bunch of bottles to give to my family. How would somebody get these?
Well, we're working online. We have a website where people can go and purchase the product. And I'll be happy to share that with you.
Oh, please do.
Yes, it will be www.igallen, that'll be igallen.net, and then /SEZAMRA, says Zamora.
Okay, so we would go to https /gallen, GALLEN.net/ SEZAMORA. And if anybody has any questions, can they give you a call at your phone? What's your number?
That'll be fine. Yes, 727-967-2343. And if I may make a correction on the website, it is I gallon, the letter I before the gallon. If you
I see. So yes. Sorry, I don't have my glasses on.
That's okay.
I don't either.
That's okay.
Kind of
that's okay.
I got a question. So is it
yes?
Is it 99.9 for the coronavirus too, or all viruses, or is it
yes?
Okay.
Yes, it
okay.
is. Yes.
Oh, very.
What
cool.
it'll do is it'll within 2 minutes it'll neutralize the potency of the
breaks
virus
it
and it'll break it down.
Huh.
So yes.
And it's active that's for a, 8 hour protection.
Yes.
Uh huh.
And so for those people out there that have had their two shots, and now we're saying, now what's next? Because they're saying that there's no idea of how long our protection will last. This is just another safety net. And can we give this to children? Is there a certain
oh,
age restriction
it
for
is.
Children?
It is safe for children. It is safe, yes.
How
for
about
any,
older,
any age.
Seven over 75, let's say? This
yes.
would even be better for them.
Yes. It is totally safe because it's, again, it's an organic-based product.
Right.
Totally organic, yes.
And people can watch an actual video that you can share if
yes.
they would contact you. You can send them the video. They can watch it and feel more comfortable because I know I am very, very impressed with hashtag Stop the Spread.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you're, Jose, you're amazing. And
well, thank you.
We
thank
are
you.
Very grateful to get to know you and,
yes.
and to learn how to live as a natural citizen without always having to put a mask on.
Yes, that is correct.
So yeah, when you do purchase it, too, so you can purchase it like in 2 bottles, 4 bottles, bigger bottles, is it like it? Which I go to the website, is there like just more that I see right here? You know,
yes.
Cause is there like bigger bottles you can fill up and stuff, you know, what I'm saying?
No, basically right now we
they're
only
small,
have, yeah,
just,
we only have these two sizes.
Okay,
yeah,
there okay.
are only two sizes that you'll see in the website.
Okay,
yeah,
I can see you guys
right
going
now.
To a bigger bottle eventually, you know, when it starts taking
right.
off to fill the small one. So, because that's easy, people can carry around.
Yes.
And you don't
yeah.
have to throw it away, and just fill it up and, you know, take
exactly.
it with you.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
you're on your way.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt if the company will be coming up with something
right,
for
yeah.
a refill type of
mm-hmm.
option. Yes. And now I know we're working on hopefully by next month, like gas bombs that with the product that you'll be able to set into your home and sanitize, you know, your home,
oh,
your
okay.
business,
wow.
or you know.
Excuse me.
So yeah, we'll be looking at that hopefully very soon.
And then you said right. that you might be looking for people who want to be distributors.
Yes, yes.
That is another area that people should be getting very excited
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's an opportunity.
Explode. Yes.
Yes. I think it has a great potential. The possibility is there. And yes, if anybody would contact me, I can give you an email also, which may make it easier for me to reply with the video because of the weight. I've tried to share it via text and it doesn't, it's a little heavy for text. But if you can write me at easy.netsezamora@gmail.com. I'll be more than happy to share that with you. And please don't be shy. Share it with friends. We have the videos in 15 languages so that we can, you know, help the whole world. And I'll be more than happy. More than happy to share that with you.
Yes.
It's a 3-minute video, so it's not going to take a whole lot of your time.
Great.
Very cool.
So if anybody wants to get a $12 bottle to save their life right now.
Right? Yeah. It's,
try it. I know I am.
Yes.
But
yes.
I am so excited that you came and visited here today. And I just hope everybody that's listening will definitely give it a try and contact Jose Zamora.
Well, thank you so much, Sharon. It's very
thank
great.
You.
It's been a pleasure meeting these different business people from the area, and I thank you so much for the time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
How can we get in contact with you one more time?
All right. You can write me at easynet.czamora@gmail.com or call at 727-967-2343.
All right.
Very cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. And also, any of our people out there that are listening that have allergies, this would work wonders, I believe, and there are tons of us that have them in here in Florida.
That is correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
I didn't think about
this is the solution.
Yeah, it'll
right.
help. Yes.
You don't have to take a pill. You don't have to do anything. I mean, it's a spray.
Yes.
Defense. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's going to take off. It's
yeah,
got,
it's
got,
gonna
I don't
take
see
off.
It just because not once the corona's gone, it's like everything, you know, when you got a
exactly.
sore, you know, cold, you know
right.
what I mean?
Yes,
anything.
Yes,
it's
yes.
So,
I mean,
yes.
it would be good no matter when. I mean, flu season, you know,
right.
just
yes.
every day.
Yes.
Who wants to get sick?
Right.
Not me.
No.
Exactly. It's no fun. No fun at all.
How exciting.
No fun at all.
Very cool. So, Sharon, tell us about your business.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. So, I am with Cowell Banker, and I'm with a team, Smith, Son, and C Group. We're located in St. Pete Beach, but I do service Pinellas County. I do service Pasco County and Hillsborough. I was in Hillsborough yesterday showing houses, and as soon as the houses come on the market, there's a big frenzy, and I do my best to try to help my buyers get the house for the reasonable price. But what's really exciting right now is I have a program called Revitalize, and that if a seller wants to sell their home, but they would really like to improve, let's say, the countertops, or they'd like to change the front landscaping, or they'd like to stage, but they just don't have the money. And so Cowell Banker has this program where the seller can get up to 3.5% of their purchase price fronted. No fees, no interest, no hidden cost. It's basically you're just going to reimburse at closing. The title company will just collect whatever was spent. Cowell Banker pays the vendor up front, and that way we can make your house look fabulous. Stage it. Fix that AC.
Right, very nice.
Fix whatever it is, because there's a lot of people out there that should be taking advantage of this market right now.
Absolutely.
Because there's low inventory, and I have buyers that can't even find a home right now. So if I could find a seller that really would like to talk about this, and I could sit down and show them exactly what their house is worth right now, they'd be shocked. And then I can also put their house on TV.
That's cool.
We have At Home with Tampa Bay on Sunday mornings at 11 o'clock. And I also have listing concierge services. I just have a boatload of wonderful services, and that's why I am with Cowell Banker Realty, because we have so many wonderful assets for the seller, and I have low competitive rates. So I'm not going to come in and say, that's the commission. I work with you on commission. I can do that. So I'm a hardworking realtor out there.
You are.
And I would love to help anybody that needs it, even if it's a rental.
That's cool. I got a question. I've been hearing this, and maybe you can bring some more light to it, because houses are going like that. You know what I mean? And
yes.
There's a shortage. And what I've been hearing is say a house is, we'll say $200,000, okay? And I hear that banks, and I this is what I hear from realtors, that they're overinflating them now. Like, they're giving $250,000. And the house is only worth $200,000.
Banks?
Yes, they're lending.
Okay.
That's what I've heard. I've just heard it. I don't know. That's why I'm asking. You probably know more than me, because a couple of real estate agents I know, they said they were kind of worried about that, you know, kind of like the follow back in 08, and they're trying to, and they're telling me if they see things are starting to get kind of extended because there's no inventory. And people, and if the banks are doing, people are putting an extra $50,000 or because they can do, you know, some people can do that. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen when the market's, because I don't think it's ever going to be like this for a long, long time. That's just my take.
I've been a licensed realtor since 2002 in Massachusetts, and then I moved to Mississippi, licensed in Mississippi and Tennessee, and I was there in 2007 and 2008 when the mortgage crisis occurred.
Right.
And if you're familiar with Dodd-Frank, which was a federal law that stopped the non-disclosure that buyers and sellers are entitled to, and stopped the appraisers from having to go ahead and give an appraised value without any type of disclosure, and also bumping up the prices.
Gotcha.
Also, there's builders and appraisers back in the day that were doing that type of business. So Dodd-Frank instituted all type of new disclosure laws, which is awesome. And I cannot even call an appraiser and talk to them before an appraiser comes in.
Okay.
You do not want to taunt the appraiser and try to convince them of that. And they have a very strict guideline of how they conduct business.
Okay.
So if the property is worth $200,000 and the seller wants to sell it for $250,000, the seller can do whatever they want. They can say that's what it's worth.
Yeah,
and somebody
yeah.
can come in with that extra $50,000 and buy it. It might not appraise for that much.
Okay.
And so that's how a lot of people conduct business. They will just say, hey, if you want to buy my house, you can bring in the extra cash. So they will get approved. But there are guidelines that the federal government has put into play so that when a buyer does buy a home right now, you have to have 3 days before closing to be given the full disclosure from the bank to tell you what your fees are going to be and how much everything's going to cost, so you're not in the dark like they were back in the day.
Blinded, yeah, because I remember they did like those arms too, and I don't think they
had an arm.
Did they get,
I love them. I have two.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Did they go away with those arm loans
no,
or whatever?
No, they did not.
They still got those. Okay.
Yes, they do. Adjustable rate mortgages are awesome if you want to play. But you know the problem is nobody read their mortgages, and so I come from Massachusetts where attorneys closed loans, and you would sit there and explain that mortgage. So if you see the cap, you get a mortgage for 9%, and the cap is 12%, well, where's the loss? You know what that mortgage payment's going to be at 12%.
Mm-hmm.
But if you didn't read the mortgage and there wasn't a ceiling, there wasn't a cap, that's where people got in trouble.
Mm. Okay.
Because they didn't know almost, oh my goodness, it's 21%. Just like credit cards.
Yeah,
if you miss that payment, all of a sudden your credit card's 28%.
But a lot of people...
Full disclosure, that's what I'm all about. That's why my nickname's Agent Sharon 007.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah.
007 plus?
Yes.
There you go.
But I was a paralegal, too, so I do enjoy taking care of people. And it's not about the money. It's about serving the community. That's why I'm getting involved in helping the Boy Scouts.
Nice. Yes.
And any other children out there that are having tough times, or even just people trying to sell their homes, and if they think that they can't afford their mortgage payment, please do not walk away. Let me help you sell it. There is a way.
Or even maybe refinance or something, too, possibly?
Sometimes they can't refinance. They might have really messed up their credit, because what's going on right now, we're using credit cards to buy food.
Yeah. It's all going to...
So there's short sale methods. There's all sorts of remedies. But if they're uneducated and they don't know, they just might say, I'm just going to leave. And then the bank takes it.
Makes
so,
sense.
Can I take over the radio show now?
You got it.
Yes. You're doing awesome.
Yeah, just,
so,
but I do better.
I know you do.
Just like,
but you trained me.
Well, just like, I'm just thinking, and I want to jump all over, but just like when they go up to like $15 per hour, it's just going to throw inflation. God sense, because for instance, I think milk's going to be $15. You know, to just everything's going to go up.
Yes,
because it's not just going up a little bit; it's going up quite a bit. You know,
oh for sure.
Yes. Inflation's always going to go up, but I just think that's a little.
But
steep.
Who that's going to affect the most is small business owners, because either they're going to have to work double shifts, or they're going to have to cut employees. Because let's say you have four employees, but now you can't afford $15 an hour, you're going to have to cut back to two employees. So things are going to change, for sure.
It's tough.
And I do believe that we should try to educate the children right now in high school how to live in a fruitful or a economic way.
Absolutely.
Like my mother-in-law, she used to train me how to make a bunch of meatballs, freeze half of them, make a big pot of sauce. One night you have spaghetti and meatballs. The next night you might have some chicken parmesan. And by Friday night you could make some pizza. You know, we don't need to just jump and go to McDonald's.
Do you know what she just announced? Right. What's going to be at the event? I don't know how I did.
That's an event, though.
No, actually, we should have you bring some meatballs.
You like my meatballs.
Oh, they were so good.
And that's what we need to do.
I just
need to
announce this.
I agree.
I don't have anything to do with this myself. Someone does it, but Alignable.com, Brian Cash Claws. Yes.
Alignable.
It says Alignable. I guess you guys are familiar with Alignable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alignable.com, Brian Cash Claws. It's a great thing for business people and stuff to network with.
Absolutely.
Right. So Alignable.com, Brian Cash Claws. Go there and you can see a lot of good stuff on the computer.
And that's how you found me.
Yeah, Alignable is a good place to network. You know, so is I Love St. Pete is another one I bumped into.
Oh, really?
That's a very good one. Yeah, it's called I
Love
St. Pete. And they got a key tag thing they just started up too, where you get, if you want to buy these key tags, you can put your business on the back of it. It's becoming really, really popular. The guy's really onto something. So it's called I Love St. Pete. And I think he charges like $20 a month, and it hits like 70,000 people. daily.
Oh,
so
wow.
I just ran into it a couple weeks ago, and I was trying to post, and I couldn't figure out why not. And then he finally got back to me, mm-hmm. and I'm like, wow, you got something going here. And he's really helping a lot of businesses. And like I say, he just came out with this key tag thing, you know, that's that's taken off for small businesses.
Very
actually
cool.
Saw it on the news and stuff.
Oh,
so,
very awesome.
So look
and
into
you
that.
You are Eric from Minuteman Press in Largo.
Thank you.
So you can help everybody with their marketing needs. If you need flyers, signs, postcards, mail-outs, whatever you need, call Eric at...
Minuteman Press, 727-535-3800. And we call ourselves kind of the one-stop shop because we do web design, social media, printing, promotional products, and like Tammy was saying, we do mailers too and take the headache out of that. So we kind of do it all.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Do you understand the SEO and meta tag on websites? Do you get involved with that?
You know, search engine optimization, yeah, we do some of that as well, you know, and we got a program that we can actually pull up and look into people's websites actually for free, no strings attached, to see how it is doing, how it's not doing, how your keywords are working, how they're not working. Google My Business is another side. There's a lot of many moving parts, you know, in
yes.
social media. It's not just
yes,
Facebook
uh-huh.
and Twitter and LinkedIn. But, yeah, we actually, like I said, we have that one for free where we just go in, sit down with the client. Again, no strings attached, just trying to help them out. It's one thing that we try and do out mm-hmm. there, especially along with their printing, too. If someone's trying to start, like, a new business or they're trying to do some new branding, we really try and come in as low as we can. And printers have been struggling out there with a lot of them, and mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but some printers have actually kind of really either gouging their customers or they're going so low they're not going to be around. It's a very delicate situation in a print mm-hmm. business right mm-hmm. now. So, mm-hmm. but we're trying all we can, and we're doing pretty good moving forward on helping people out because it comes back. Because
sure.
we
right.
got to say, if we don't, grow, if the customer doesn't grow, we don't grow. So I've got to
exactly.
I got to
yeah.
do the right thing. You know, everyone's got to do the right thing. Like the house, and you got to do the right thing because it's word of mouth is the most. We can go to Facebook. We can go to I Love St. Pete. We can go to Lineable. But it comes back to like what we're doing on the Brian Cash Claus show right now is networking. You know,
mm-hmm.
and it's a great opportunity for other local businesses to come down and see Brian and Tammy, and get your name and your voice out there and grow your business.
Why, thank you. Absolutely.
Thank you for having us.
thank you
for being
yes,
here,
Yes, thank
guys,
you very much.
For
yes,
sure.
yes.
We have a few minutes left, so I would like you guys just to reiterate what your business is, how people can contact you, if you want to go around.
Well, let's have our guest, Jose, start.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. email for me, it's easynet.cesezamora@gmail.com. My phone number is 727-967-2343. And I also have a website where you can go take a look at the product. We also, if I can jump in and mention that we believe the other pandemia that we've been living for years is diabetes.
Yeah.
And so we also can offer you a product called OnCarb that is helping many, many diabetics. It helps you with the absorbing sugar and carbohydrates, you know, while you digest. And I just wanted to kind of throw that out because we do have also that and a couple other things. But my website, and you can take a look at all that, is https://igallen, that'll be igallen.net/sezamora. And I thank you so much. I thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you,
Jose. Diabetes, that's awesome.
Stay
too.
Here. Gary, tell us about what's going on with the Boy Scouts and what you guys are doing there to help the kids out.
Okay, real simple. We want everybody, all your kids, in scouting because we know what the program does for them. Okay? It costs $237, and if you make it $241, you pay the administrative fee. And it sponsors a kid, his uniform, and a summer camp. And that you can do. You can go to Greater Tampa Bay, Boy Scouts of America, Greater Tampa Bay.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
The event is Thursday at 6, and Lola asked me, are there any of the kids going to be there at the event itself?
Thursday at 6 in the thing?
Right.
May 13th.
May 13th.
Oh, it's May 13th now.
Right.
Okay, good. I'll find out.
Yeah, just if one or two of the kids could show up. It doesn't have to be necessarily the kids we're sponsoring, but could we know that at least, say, three or four of the kids are going to be there dressed up in their gear?
Sure. Let me get a hold of the scout leader. It's my troop.
That's a good idea.
It's called Troop 10. It's right next, they use the Dunedin Country Club for their meetings and stuff. So
yeah.
Ask him.
So that'd be pretty cool if I can let people know that. I said I don't know.
No, yeah, that'd be awesome. Either.
We can
I'll
set up a table, have the scouts there. They can give info out, and if anybody has any questions or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even the scout master himself, if it's just him.
So the master.
Well, you know, the scout master is a 28-year law enforcement veteran.
Nice.
Wow, that's nice. So anyhow, just look into that, and then now tell us why people should, what the benefits are. These underprivileged kids, a lot of them, they get their food from school. So now during the summertime, what happens is they don't have access to food. So this eight-week program will let them eat three times a day, do the canoeing and stuff. So you turn it from being negative to a tremendous positive. And then they learn morals and stuff like that, principles of life. Leadership. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, real simple. The kid gets to go to a summer camp. He goes with other kids. He learns leadership. He learns by doing, not by talking. And he's with other kids. And the major emphasis is, what are you going to do when nobody's around? Are you going to be straight?
Right.
And can I trust you?
Exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. And that's the major deal. They're taught how to do that, right? And they're taught responsibility for everybody else around them.
That's right.
And that's hard. That's a hard lesson to learn sometimes.
Oh, poor people need it.
Yeah, a lot of people need it.
A lot of people need it.
And basically, the other thing is they have a real strong group that they're in. I don't know if you know this or not, but the kids run the program. They're supervised by the adults. But they actually run the program.
That's awesome, because if they got buy-in, then
yeah, they've got to show that they can do it, and they actually run the program.
Excellent. Yeah.
So that's how you get a kid that's got some self-esteem. He knows what he can do.
He's a leader.
Yeah, someone in this radio station just donated $250. They're here right now, but they want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give you that good news. There we have it set up for, what is it, bronze, silver, gold. They took the silver, but they don't want their name to be, but this is real. They're, we got a silver member. Most people are bronze. We got one gold, and that's and air condition. Anyhow.
And that's less than $1 a day to help a child.
Wow, is that right?
Yeah.
You know, when you think about it.
Break it down, yeah. That's
yeah, come on, get out those jars. You know those jars that you had in case you cuss? Okay, so let's just start putting a jar for the Boy Scouts.
There you go.
That's funny.
That'll work.
That'll work. We're going to go to work. So I just want to quickly just say, if you need to get in contact with me, my name is Sharon Vecchione. I'm at Coldwell Banker Realty. My website is yournextfloridadreamhome.com. You can call me at 662-420-0871 or email me at agentsharon@comcast.net. And thanks so much for listening. Have a great day.
Eric with Minuteman Press, 727-535-3800. Stop by and see us. We'll take care of you. I've got reasonable prices. Again, thanks for having us on the show.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Jose.
Thank you,
Adam. Thank you, Gary. And if anybody would like to come to our event, it's May 13th. Give a call at 727-804-6082.
And
have
we'll
a great
be
day, Tampa Bay.
Yay!
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.